To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spend one and perhaps set up for a long field goal. If he has time, I should say. Threw it across the middle and instead throws an interception. 7 seconds to work with. D. Alford came across the middle. There's Penix, a first and five. Robinson off the right side, breaks free. Bijan Robinson spinning down the sideline, still going. Can they catch him? They cannot. Touchdown, Falcons, 81 yards. And from the pistol, on third and goal. Penix zips into the end zone. Catch made. Reaching across to break the plane is Drake London. And Atlanta jumps on top again.
I told you.
What?
I told you, what's wrong with the Buffalo Bills.
You are right. As I was watching that game last night, I was thinking about you. Because he's been the one who said all along, it's my team, I got Josh Allen, but I don't have a defense.
Don't have a defense. Have a leaky offensive line. We'll get into all this, Bob. It's the story of the day. Not the Bills necessarily, but the AFC. But I would be remiss not to inquire as to your well-being. Oh, my God, you have a Neville Woods shirt on. I'm playing Neville Wood today.
I know that.
I'm very excited.
Oh, one of the great golf courses in Western Pennsylvania.
Do you think I'll play well?
Yes, the greens are fast. Just know that. And they don't go, like, reading them is a challenge. The eye deceives you. So, when in doubt, what I'm telling you is putt at the hole a lot. If you don't have
a clear,
just go straight at it and
okay.
See what happens.
Good advice.
Beautiful
Lennox, how are you?
Course.
I'm doing good, guys. Good to be back and reunited again.
What sweatshirt? Oh, my God, Bob. This guy wore a Drew Aller jersey yesterday.
Yeah,
Did you
missed
hear about
it.
That?
No, but I saw the suit that I thought was very good, and you were taking unnecessary heat. It was a step up. I liked it.
Yes. Pony and Mueller decided that they were going to throw shots at me. Yeah, Mueller said that he gives me a C. He gives me a B for effort,
yeah. But
a D for execution. And Pony gave me a C- for my suit.
I thought it was a step up, and that's what I was talking about when we were talking last week. I thought it was a classy look.
It was an A for effort. How could anybody not give you an A for effort? You wore a suit to work, for God's
right.
sake.
Right.
I have a quick social etiquette, bathroom etiquette question to start with.
Bob. I'm good at those because I've been in all situations.
We have visitors arriving. My sisters are coming in to watch my daughter's volleyball game Thursday, and I have my own bathroom downstairs because I'm excommunicated from my wife and daughter. They make me live in the basement, including my own bathroom down there. But when guests come, they stay down there. So I have three toothbrushes in a cup, and I'm being told to put little toothbrush caps on the toothbrushes. Is this common practice?
What do you mean caps?
Like little things on the brush part of the toothbrush.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like a cap on the toothbrush just in case you put it in like a carrier or a drawer.
Is this normal? But what about on your own sink? You don't have your toothbrush out in the open?
No, your own sink, I wouldn't do it.
No.
I've had a toothbrush out in the open my whole life.
So do I. That's what I'm saying. Mine is on. I have one of those electric ones.
Yeah.
It's on a charger.
Do you have a cap on it?
No.
Is it out in the open on the sink?
Yeah, it's on the open. But no one uses it but me. So why am I
worried? So.
Well, that's my point. Why do I need to cap it? Now, I have other toothbrushes in the bag I used to go into work.
Right.
Because I brush my teeth sometimes there, and it's all capped off.
So
yes.
Is it rude?
Traveling.
Is it rude if guests are coming to use the bathroom and there's an uncapped toothbrush in a little holder on the sink? Is that rude?
I don't think it's rude, no.
I think you should
your
move
house.
It.
Yeah.
You should.
I should move it?
Yeah, I would move it.
Okay.
I'd move it.
All right.
Or put it in a drawer. Or...
Thank you. That's why I come to you guys for advice.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
You're welcome.
You heard the highlights, Bob, or the lowlights for the Bills. This is unbelievable, or unbelievable, if you will. Do you like that horse?
I like
the
that
AFC
horse.
Has blown wide open here. I mean, we've talked about this several times, but I feel like the world got to see. There were going to be two juggernauts in the AFC this season, and maybe a third, because the Chiefs are kind of always one. But I think a lot of people thought the Chiefs might take a step back. There were going to be two juggernauts in this conference. It was going to be the Ravens and the Bills. Mm-hmm. And then probably the Chiefs were going to be a threat, and then everybody else was chasing them, including Joe Burrow. Well, the whole country got another look at that Bills defense last night and that Bills offensive line, and they got to see that that's beyond Josh Allen, and he's a lot. We know that. Beyond Josh Allen, that is a bottom third and maybe a bottom five roster in the league. Brandon Bean, the GM there, I think should be fired during the bye week, actually. That's how bad they are defensively. There's not one guy on that defense, at least not an edge rusher, that anybody would think of double teaming. There's not a receiver on the team that anybody would think of double teaming. They're not, and I told you this, not you, but everybody, from watching every game, they almost lost to the Saints at home. They almost lost to the Dolphins at home. They did lose to the Patriots at home. They should have lost to the Ravens at home. Amazing comeback. All they do is play home games. Now they go on the road and get their asses handed to them. They beat the Jets. Good for them. And they get really hammered by the Falcons. They're not very good. The Steelers, I can confidently say, and I hope that everybody who's been watching the NFL this season can confidently say and objectively say the Steelers are better than the Bills. Almost everybody's better than the Ravens. And those two teams have been replaced atop the AFC by the Colts, the Jags, the Patriots,
the Broncos,
the Chargers. Why? So here's my question boiled down. And the Chiefs are lurking.
Yes.
The Chiefs are lurking.
Never count them out. And Austin, I know you already did.
Bob, are the Steelers, A, the best team in the AFC, and B, are they bound for a number one seed? And those can be two different questions, because let me tell you something. Of the teams that they're vying with for that number one seed, according to Tankathon.com, which is one of the great websites in the free world here, they have the easiest schedule, of all, believe it or not, of all those teams left.
What are you talking about? The Steelers?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I would say overall maybe, but if you look at the next several weeks, I would disagree with that. I think if you look at the teams they've beaten and added up their wins and losses, you will find a sub 500 percentage. I'm not sure what it is.
Right.
But the next one coming up after Cincinnati, you go through the next several weeks.
No, I hear that's a fact. You're right about that. But in terms of remaining schedule, you look at teams like Indy. And their remaining schedule, the teams have a combined winning percentage of 565. They're still playing the Jags twice, the Seahawks, the Chargers, the Niners, and the Steelers, and the Chiefs, and the Texans twice. And that goes under the category of easy opponents for now, according to this site. That's all I'm saying, Bob, is the teams that the Steelers are competing with, Indy, the Chargers, the Chiefs, even... The only team that has an easier one is New England, and they have the easiest one of all. But the Steelers' combined winning percentage the rest of the season of their opponents is 450. But anyway, that's minutia. Are the Steelers going to be the number one seed, Bob, in the AFC, and do they have the best team in the AFC right now? I can't believe that I'm asking this, but I have to. It's all relative.
It is.
The Ravens have crumbled, and the Bills stink.
And it'll change in another 6 weeks from now. We may be having a different conversation, but right now... Can they be the number one seed? Sure they can if they continue to do what they're doing. Are they the best team right now? I still think they have some holes that need to be filled, but doesn't everybody. So I would put them right up there. I think the Colts are going to be what I kind of thought they were going to be. Different with Daniel Jones. I wasn't sure how different, But when you have a run game that travels like they do, you could, if you have a legitimate quarterback, you're going to be a very good contender on this AFC, and their defense is pretty good too. I think, are they the best team? Right now you can argue they are. They have the only 2 1-loss teams are the Colts and the Steelers. The Steelers' defense does travel, and right now you heard at the beginning of the season thoughts about them being historically good. We didn't see that in the first 2 weeks, but ever since, it's come on, and now it looks like one of those. They're healthy. They got a lot of big playmakers. So, yes, they are one of the top teams. I'm not going to designate them the top because there are too many teams in the same grouping.
Yeah.
I think Denver can make a case. However, watching them against the Jets made me think, man, any Sunday, any of these things can pop up and you can lose a game. They could have lost that game to the Jets.
But what you just said is a mouthful compared to where we all thought were a month and a half ago, which is you basically said they're one of the best teams in the AFC, and it's hard to pick one who's better necessarily.
I would put Kansas City up there because I am really worried that Kansas City's got their mojo going. And, boy, the other night, I know that Detroit was banged up in the defensive side of the ball, but it's still Detroit. And at the end of the day, they're going to be there in the NFC. They are. They're just too talented. They have too many good players. But Kansas City, when they get their offense right, and they're adding Rashid Rice this week,
yeah,
they got weapons everywhere.
They have a good defense.
A creative offensive mind in Andy Reid. They're coming up with ways to get the ball to people.
No, this is all adding up in some ways. The fact that the Chiefs have taken a step back, the AFC has taken two steps back.
Yes.
That plays into the Chiefs' hands. I picked the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl. So did Vegas. I'm not embarrassed by that in the least. But if I were to make a new pick, I'd probably pick the Chiefs, maybe the Broncos, and the Steelers would be in that conversation. I don't think they're the best team in the AFC right now. Well, then you would ask, who is? I'm going to say probably the Chiefs or the Broncos. I still believe in the Broncos.
You still don't believe in the Colts. You never mentioned them in that.
Not really. No. I like Shane Steichen. I do. But I need to see more from the Colts.
That game on November 1st over here with Pittsburgh
could be for the number one seed.
That's going to be a fun game to watch, I think. And it's nice to get new blood, too. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of watching Kansas City get there every single year. I just am. I give them their
plaudits. So am I. So is everybody.
Because they've been terrific, but I don't want to see that again.
The Steelers are not the best team in the AFC, but they're right there. And they could very well be the number one seed. The Chiefs, for example, still have some brutal little scheduling quirks. They're playing teams on short weeks after a Monday night game. They've got a Thanksgiving Day game against Dallas, and that's after a home game against Indy. Regardless of the winning percentage of their opponents, they have the most brutal schedule, which really works in the Steelers' favor. The thing with the Colts, Bob, they beat Miami, Tennessee, Vegas, and Arizona, and then they beat Denver on a bogus call on a last-second field goal. And the best team they probably played was the Rams, and they lost that game. So I'm very curious to see if the Colts are for real in the coming weeks. I'm still not calling them the best team in the AFC. I think it's Kansas City 1. I think based on overall roster, although they look like crap the other day, number 2 is the Broncos, and I think number 3 right now might be the Steelers.
I might put the Steelers ahead of the Broncos just because of what you said, and there's a lot of inexperience on that Denver side.
Yeah.
I think the experience is something that will help the Steelers too going through, and Aaron Rodgers and his leadership, boy, he's been more than I thought he could be early on. I thought eventually he might catch on, but it's great to see when you have a quarterback who's been around and can do things with his IQ, and his savvy, the experience that he has there, it makes a big difference. And I thought this past week, rolling him the way they did, it's a great way to get away from Myles Garrett, number one.
Yeah.
But Rodgers can throw on the fly like that. And he made that pass to Hayward, which was incredible. That's a hard pass to make when you're rolling right and you have to throw against your grain to a guy who's well covered.
Great pass. Great catch off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Here's the thing, Bob. The entire country got to see the state of the Bills, and it ain't pretty and nobody's coming in on, you know, Josh Allen's great. So let's say the Bills came here for a playoff game. They could win because of him, but that is not a good football team. It's just not. And I'm glad in a way that everybody got to see that, them get embarrassed by giving up 335 yards in the first half, to the Falcons and not be able to do anything offensively against a defense that has been giving up gobs of yards. There's nobody coming in to save the Bills. They were supposed to be a juggernaut. I've been spending tons of time in Buffalo over the last month listening to our sister station there, GR55, an Odyssey station. Their topics when they were 3-0 and 4-0 were, will anybody beat them? Is 17-0 possible? Who are we playing in the AFC title game? And I'm thinking, you almost just lost to the Saints at home. You should have lost to the Dolphins and Ravens at home.
Should have lost to the Ravens. For sure.
You got lucky on a tip pass to Keon Coleman, and then Derrick Henry drops the ball. That changes things. And now I feel like everybody's eyes are wide open, like, oh my God, there really isn't a great team in the AFC. And we thought there would be at least two of them, maybe three with Kansas City. There's not a great team that plays into the Steelers' hands. It might also play into everybody else's hands. You know, maybe even Josh Allen's once we get to the playoffs.
Maybe the Jacksonville Jaguars are yet to be heard from. You know, it's a whole different vibe. There's no question about that. And could you have imagined at the beginning of the season all this stuff would happen the way it's happened? And teams have fallen apart with injuries and just not very good play. But that's what the NFL is. And that's why it's so intriguing to watch. You don't know how it's going to all play out. You may think you have a bad team, and all of a sudden they get hot at the right time. To your point about the Bills, it's not just defense. But you think the Steelers are hungry for a number two wide receiver? What do you think Buffalo would do with a number? They
need a number one.
They need somebody.
They need a 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
Shakir's pretty good, but nobody's double-teaming him.
Right. They need a bona fide guy there, and I would imagine they're going to be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
It became very apparent last night that Josh Allen really didn't have many options.
None.
And he wasn't all that good last night, too.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think Atlanta did a very good job scheming him.
Yeah, he's not going to be the MVP. Two of the greatest bets in recent weeks that I was advising people on here, Bob, was, wait, the Ravens were still the odds-on favorite to win the AFC North at 1-4?
I couldn't believe it after 1-4. No longer.
I hope if you're out there and you're a betting person, you jumped on that one. And the other one was, we had Nick Costos telling us on Friday that Josh Allen was still like a runaway choice for league MVP. He ain't winning MVP. And it's malpractice there to not give a great quarterback a great receiver. Not one receiver who could be considered even really good. And here's the other question in the AFC, Bob, these days. That is, you had three, generationally talented quarterbacks, wouldn't you, in Lamar, Burrow, and Josh Allen?
Yeah.
I remember asking Peter King a couple years ago, I said, is Josh Allen going to win a Super Bowl before I even finished the question? Bob, is it more likely that two of those three guys win a Super Bowl or none of those three guys?
I'm still going to say it's more likely that one of those three will win.
I said two.
Oh, two.
Two or none?
Well, I'll take none.
How about one or none?
I think it's hard. I think one. Somebody will win one along the way. They have to. They're just.
I think it's more likely that none win.
Could be. I'll take none over two, but I think one of those three over the course of their careers is going to win one.
Man, you'd think so, but there's more quarterbacks coming into the league. You know, Justin Herbert's still here. Bo Nix is here now. Trevor Lawrence is here now. C.J. Stroud, for all his difficulties, I mean, is here now. Drake May is here now. And the moral of the story to me is, when you have your chance, when you're Phil Rivers and you have the Patriots at home and you're the number one seed, you better win that game, and you might want to win that year because your chances are going to run out. And these guys have all had multiple chances. Lamar and Josh Allen have had the best team multiple times, mm-hmm. and they couldn't get it done. Burrow got to a Super Bowl, didn't get it done, got to an AFC title game, and they're just getting worse. The Bengals are getting worse, and those receivers are going to start to get banged up, you know, as their careers go along. Their defense stinks. It's even worse than the Bills. And what becomes of the Ravens? Are they going to have a reset with Harbaugh? Well, you know, Derrick Henry's not going to run forever. He doesn't really have a star receiver. I wonder if the window has passed for all three of those guys. Limits, what do you think? Is it more likely that one of those guys wins the Super Bowl or none?
You said two.
Well, first two. Yeah, two of them or none. Lamar, Burrow, or Josh?
I think at least one will.
That's more likely than none will?
Correct, yes. Okay. And I think that it's ultimately going to be Allen in the best situation right now, just because I think the waters are murky with Harbaugh, and that might be a little bit of a long fix in Baltimore. Burrow, I think, needs to be traded if he's thinking that he can win a Super Bowl. They're not going to get it done in Cincinnati with him.
You forgot to mention my MVP, Baker Mayfield. And if you saw him on display this week, you talked about having no receivers.
Yeah.
Abuka got injured in that game. So he was down to his third, fourth, fifth receivers.
Yeah.
And they all made plays for him, and he made the biggest play of all.
That run he made was legendary.
That was as good a run as you'll see.
You'll see that on
highlight films.
Third
and 14 play, and they needed it, and he followed it up with a 50-yard bomb for a score.
It's the best run by a Tampa quarterback since that legendary Steve Young scramble. You remember that
one,
Bob?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Was that with Tampa or San Fran?
I think it was with Tampa. I think it was.
It's unbelievable, really, to look at those three guys. What becomes of them in the AFC? And then you look at some of these teams, Bob, and here's my other question while we're on the topic of quarterbacks. I think you already mentioned it, or maybe you didn't. I can't remember. Is Aaron Rodgers going to play here another year? And do the Steelers, do we all still feel that the Steelers are going to push all their chips in with the draft in Pittsburgh, with Donnie Football taking photos with his fiance near the draft clock? Are they going to push all their chips in and take a quarterback next season? Would that be wise?
First of all, the whole quarterback scenario has changed drastically since the beginning of the season.
Yes, it has.
So now if you're going to do that, and maybe not for the names we thought we were going to be talking about.
They ain't taking Drew Aller, I can tell you that.
Yeah, you never know.
Maybe in the third round.
You would waste a third-round pick on him?
I think
just
the
because
scenario,
you have his jersey limits?
Yes, I would.
The scenario you're creating here is that they're going to put all chips in the first round, move up to a top 10 position. Is that what you're describing, kind of? If they're not,
I mean, the thinking, I think, amongst us and fans and everybody else is that the Steelers desperately need a franchise quarterback, right, and they've been gathering resources to make their push at next year's draft.
Well, I would, you know, you don't have to necessarily go into the top 10 to do it. I mean, Lamar Jackson was, 22nd overall? There are guys who fall later in the first round. And if you're, you know, there are going to be so many different options, and I still think it's an incomplete science to try to figure out who that may be.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, I still agree with that concept. I still believe you got to find more people here. And even if Aaron Rodgers decides to play one more year, again, we're only 5 weeks into this now, so I would be careful trying to assess this now. It's a long season. If he plays well and if he's healthy and if he feels like he can, I would welcome him back, yes. But I would not stop searching for the next guy. You have to. The next guy is going to be here before you know it. It may be Will Howard. Give him a shot, maybe. Or more. You need more. You're going to have to.
Is it possible, though, you mentioned Baker, to set up your future with a guy you didn't draft? And let me just give you a few examples.
Yes.
Here. There are teams doing very well in the NFL right now with a quarterback they didn't take. Danny Dimes in Indy. Baker Mayfield, MVP candidate in Tampa. Sam Darnold in Seattle. Matthew Stafford for the Rams is, again, good. Now, I don't know how much of a future he has because he's old, but he's another example of a team. So is Detroit that went out and secured a future of sorts with a guy they didn't pick.
Right.
That's really good teams, you know, give or take year to year in the NFL right now, who are thriving. And it's not like they have Tom Brady at 45. They've got guys, most of them, who still have futures with their teams. You know what I mean, Bob?
And the Steelers were trying to do that last year with a combination of Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Especially Fields,
right.
Yeah.
But the point is, there are guys out there, and Baker Mayfield was available for everyone in the NFL. And it just so happens at the time the Steelers were still looking for a quarterback. And I always thought they had a lot of respect for his style of play, that he was a blood and guts kind of quarterback. He would be putting on the line. He's emotional. He's a good leader, it looks like to me. And his pass game has evolved into one of the better games in the NFL. So there are, that's also part of it. But I think the way they want to do it is still draft the guy, have him under a first-year contract, which allows you to do a lot of different things to support him. But it depends on who they look at and who's available. And it's changing week by week.
Percent chance, as we sit here today, knowing a lot can happen, including Rodgers at his age, you know, surviving health-wise this year, that the Steelers take a quarterback in the first round next season.
80% for me.
Limits?
I think it's now down the more so around 50-50, 60-40.
I agree with him.
You know,
I think it's down around 50-50, Bob.
There's no one at this point, Bob, that
again,
is making me jump out of my chair.
You were telling us four weeks ago was the best quarterback class of all time.
About
limits.
7 weeks ago. Okay,
7 weeks ago.
You got all these. The thought was they're going to have to move into the top five to get who they want because there's so many.
Right.
Or they can. There's going to be a plethora of guys to choose from. We still may have that discussion at the end of the year. There's still me a lot. I'm still saying 80% because their search for a franchise quarterback remains number one overall. Any other issue they have. Once Rodgers goes, they still have to find the next guy. And if you're in a position to take whoever it may be.
But you can wait, maybe. You can wait
you
now.
Can.
I think that's the
you
whole
can.
Point. If do you All right, percent chance Aaron Rodgers will be back next year as we sit here right now.
As we sit here right now, it's 50-50.
I agree,
50-50, which is a hell of a lot more than when he said
right.
that on
I
the
thought
Pat McAfee 10, show.
10-90, it was against. I
or
think
298,
was.
Yeah. Yeah. So. He's playing well, isn't he?
Well, again, he's just the moxie that you see from him is terrific. And I'm sure he has a lot to do with some of the play calls.
How would you define moxie, Bob? I love
moxie.
The word, and I think I know what it means.
It's my version of swaggy.
Swaggy.
You know, swagger, it's moxie. You got moxie. You got style. You're styling and profiling, and you're confident. And you're,
like limits in his suit.
Yeah, exactly.
You're calm. You're cool. You're collected.
You know you're good. You don't have to necessarily show it, but your attitude and the way you carry yourself shows it.
I think this leads us right into a quarterbacking quiz, Bob. And I'm going to exclude Lamar Jackson because he's only played like 3.5 games.
I love these pop-up quizzes that happen on the Joe Starkey.
Pop quizzes, Bob. You better have studied.
Who has the best passer rating in the NFL right now? wrong.
Passer. No. Before you quickly go to that wrong thing, you just ran out the question. We're wrong. We probably will be wrong. Best passer rating.
Best passer rating in the whole league.
I'm going to say Baker Mayfield.
Jared Goff.
You have that in front of you.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
No, Jared Goff is one of the most accurate passers of the last 5 years.
He is.
Yes, Jared.
That, by the way, was the best trade of any NFL trade, I'll say, in the last 3-4 years.
Jared Goff, who has the most touchdown passes in the NFL. Wrong.
That's got to be Baker.
Bob?
Baker.
Jared Goff at 14.
Okay.
Baker. Who has the highest completion percentage, Bob? Wrong.
Jared Goff.
Bob?
Baker.
Jared Goff.
Okay.
If they beat the Chiefs, this guy's an MVP candidate, but he leads in all those categories, which is incredible. But Baker has been just fantastic. I mean, we're looking at with him.
Look at his total line, you know, from touchdowns to interceptions.
12 touchdowns, one pick, 108.5 rating. And does he lead in yards per game? No, he's up there.
Mac Jones leads
in yards per game.
Baker Mayfield has not. Godwin has been out here and there. He's out again. Emeka Ebuka is going to have time spent on the injured list. And
what
still
happened to him?
He has a hamstring. And still no Mike Evans. So those three guys have really largely. Ebuka has been there, and he's been really good. He's, to me, was the easy choice for rookie of the year, the way he was going. Now that may suffer. But he did it the other day with his backup receivers against a really good San
Francisco
team.
Guys healthy. They're going to the Super Bowl.
You would think.
That might be the best three receiver set in the league. No? If healthy?
I think that's what they're counting on. Yeah.
All right, Bob. 412-928-9370. Couple things on the table here. Are the Steelers the best team in the AFC? Are they going to be the number one seed in the AFC? And do you think Aaron Rodgers is coming back here next year, the way things are going? What do you think his mindset is on that, Bob?
I think he's enjoying this. I mean, I did not foresee this being the way it was going to be.
Have you sat down and interviewed him yet?
No, not yet. I mean, he's pretty much done a lot of just, you know, big-time interviews with a bunch of hammers in his face once a week.
Yeah.
But I'd like to do that because I'm curious about his just the way he feels about being here. He came here for a reason after – he was convinced it was the right culture for him. I think culture is a big word for him. And he's added to that culture. And I think those guys, he's been like embracing his relationships with the players. He knows them all by name. He knows what they do. He's getting into their lives from what I've heard from different players who've dealt with him. And it's almost like he's some coach who they just embrace having on the team as the quarterback. So I think it's a tremendous, why not? He has his Hall of Fame career already written. The gold jacket's waiting to be fitted. He's doing is trying to play for one more.
And I truly do believe that he's enjoying it.
Yeah.
Like, I think in Green Bay, and of course with the Jets, it was, this guy is the franchise. This has to happen. Hasn't happened in a while for Green Bay. He's not winning playoff games. And the Jets was a total and complete and unmitigated disaster. And now I think he almost has nothing to lose. We talked about this last week, Bob, and it's like the team has taken on that sort of vibe from him. Like, let's just cut it loose here, you know?
Yep.
And that emanates from the leader of the team, from the guy playing the most important position. They look like they're having fun.
And he's also a guy not afraid to go to somebody and get in his face a little bit and explain something. But then all of a sudden take a handshake and, hey, I still got your back. You know, he can teach you, like Calvin Austin with that deflected pass that was getting to Freiermuth. He ran right up to him and was in his face about it, about route running, I suppose, whatever it was. But I think he also knows, hey, you know, I'm doing that constructively. I'm not doing it any other way. So take it for what it is, and I got your back.
ESPN has their own rating for quarterbacks. It's called QBR. Who leads in that statistic this year?
Baker Mayfield.
Wrong.
Wrong, Mac Jones.
Mac Jones?
Yeah, that's my guess.
No, another guy named Jones.
Yeah,
Danny Dimes.
That's one of the guys at the beginning of this whole process I thought would have been a good fit here in Pittsburgh if they wanted to. He was, to me, in a bad system with no direction. Sometimes the system makes you better. It makes the things you can do highlighted more so. And right now, he's in a good place with Shane Steichen. That guy's a good offensive mind. He knows how to utilize him and his receivers.
I agree. Can you believe that the Colts and the Steelers are right now 1-2 in the AFC? Think of how big, big that game could be.
Yes, but again, only because the NFL is so unpredictable, which is a great thing for its own existence. You have to have this in a salary cap league where all the decisions are made and it has nothing to do with who's spending more or less. It's just about your decisions. And, you know, the cap is there. It's a realization of your sport. You deal with it every time. But it leads to this sort of stuff.
You could
call it parity if you want. But what it is every year you have a chance. I love systems where every year any team has a chance.
Any team has a chance. Where I would disagree with you is the predictability. I've always said NFL week to week unpredictable. Year to year, to me, very predictable. This is different in the AFC.
But you know last what I'm saying. Year, there are teams that can go from last place to first place.
You can go from last to first, but I've never seen the AFC bust open like this.
Well,
and the Kansas City Chiefs are the epitome of predictability. Yeah. I mean, we can call the league unpredictable for the last 25 years.
But it's not because they're outspending anyone. It's because they're outmaneuvering everybody. They're making the right trades.
But that's a different story about whether it's predictable or not. The Kansas City Chiefs are the most predictable thing in all of sports.
The unpredictability comes from they don't have an advantage over anyone else. They have to play by the same rules, which means they're doing things the right way. This is a absolute credit to their management staff, to their head coach, or all of it.
Yeah.
Because they're doing it the way a lot of teams want to do it but just can't do it. They traded Tyreek Hill. I remember listening to a lot of Kansas City people after that complain, why are you doing that? They knew what they were doing with him. They got more assets, so they continue that ball rolling down the field.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, in baseball, they have a wider variety of champions and teams that win than football does. That's a fact.
But the predictability part of it in baseball is regular season predictability. That's what you can guarantee. I know the Dodgers are going to be in the playoffs next year. I know. Now, you can make exceptions. Of course, the Mets just mangled everything with their payroll.
Now, watching the Dodgers makes me sick. But the fact is, baseball has less predictability than even the NFL.
When it comes to winning championships?
Yeah, more champions in baseball than in the NFL.
I understand, but that's a condensed seven-game season or seven-game series. What I'm saying to you is the regular season predictability, and we do it every year here. Where are the Pirates going to finish? Last. Why? Because they're not doing the same things other teams want to do.
Yeah.
That is drafting, developing, and spending. They're not doing as well. If you do that better, and Milwaukee's the crystal example of it, a team that does it all well, without having to spend a lot of, you know, crazy money. They still have to spend, but not to the level of the Mets.
Bob, can I borrow a sweatshirt for my round?
You
want to
go? Yeah, I have plenty. Warmer. I almost have it's an entire gallery of stuff down in my car.
I hoard everything.
Yes. You want to come down in the break?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. This will be fun, Limits. I didn't think the first break was going to be this fun.
Very exciting. It's like you're going shopping.
412-928-93.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thank you for the sweatshirt, Bob.
Yeah, you're now part of the Strixon family. How about that?
I like it. Bob, it's a virtual golfing wonderland in the back of your car.
I have to hoard things because I have enough clothes in my house, and Lisa thinks I have too much closet space devoted to me. But I have a lot of golf stuff, and I love... Isn't it funny how golf stuff, you can have a lot of it, you really don't need anything else, but when you get a swag from a country club or some event like the U.S. Open,
oh, yeah,
you got to have that little shirt
or
hoodie that has the U.S. Open on it.
Of course you do. We have so much to talk about on this show today. We open with, are the Steelers going to be the one seed in the AFC? They had a topic yesterday on the PM show. Are the Steelers closer to great or average? How would you answer that one, Bob?
That's a very good question. Great is a tough word. Great is put you into the elite class of the entire league. Are they there yet? No. But I think they're above average. I think they're trying to figure out consistency through the next part of the season. So if I'm leaning great, but it's somewhere in between for me still yet.
Great is a big word. So I'm for now, I'm saying they're closer to average than great. That's too big of a word.
Yeah, but they're
for
in the middle.
This team, they're a good team right now. But we still don't know a lot, do we? I mean, they've got to go to the meaty part of their schedule here coming up before we really find out about them. And here's, I think, the storyline in the NFL this season. There's not a great team.
Well, in the NFC, I still think Detroit has a chance to be great. I love their team when it's healthy.
That's the problem. Well, they lost Arnold, the corner, maybe for the season now. They showed up last year with their entire defense hurt,
right,
and they showed up in Kansas City the other night with their entire secondary hurt. If they don't stay, and I'm not sure even when they are healthy, if I believe Jared Goff can finish the deal. Having said that, they're 4-2 and just got hammered by the Chiefs. There is, in my opinion, there is no great team right now in the NFL.
There's
no juggernaut.
The right statement, yes.
Do you agree with that, Limits, or no?
There are emerging teams.
There are. I do think that the Lions are the one great team in the NFC. I still believe in them.
A great team?
Yes, I do. And I think their offense is just
got ripped by the Chiefs.
They're going to score 30
plus. They
scored
17 points against the Chiefs. They're a good team. They're not great.
They're not the 17-0 or the 16-0 New England Patriots from 07.
They've already lost to the Packers and the Chiefs by a combined score of 57-30. That's not a great team six games in.
All right, but you'd have to say if you had to pick an offense, I can't find a better offense top to bottom than that offense. I think when you have two running backs capable of doing what they're doing, you have two wideouts and a tight end.
What happened against the Packers and Chiefs? They scored a combined 30 points. They've beaten the Bears,
the
broken Ravens, the Browns, and the Bengals.
All right, they're not going to be undefeated teams. Miami Dolphins can drink all the champagne they want from here until the end. They're never going to have that situation happen. It's because of injuries and too many games and too many good teams. Not even the best teams are going to go through this unscathed. You're going to have injuries.
I know, but usually there's a great team or two or three.
Would you take their offense over any other offense in the NFL?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
Who would you take?
Kansas City, is that what you're thinking?
No. Maybe Kansas City healthy. Yeah, maybe Detroit, now that I look at it. It should be the Eagles. It should be the Eagles, and it still could be the Eagles. It
still could be.
Could be Tampa Bay.
It could be Tampa Bay, Bob.
Well, I love Tampa Bay, but I still think if I had Detroit, because of the running backs, the combination of Gibbs and Montgomery are just dynamic. And when you put that game together with their play-action game, their wide receivers, and one of the best tight ends in the game, in Laporta, to me, they got everything.
And by the way, guess who leads the NFL in points right now?
Detroit.
Wrong.
Tampa Bay.
The Indianapolis Colts. Mm. And if you gave me a mind like Steichen and a running back like Jonathan Taylor and a tight end like Tyler Warren and a couple decent receivers.
Tyler Warren may be putting his hat in the rookie of the year.
And a very workable quarterback in Danny Dimes. I think that might be the best offense in the NFL, Bob. What do you think of them apples?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's funny how the Giants get rid of Saquon Barkley, get rid of Danny Dimes, and both have achieved great stuff after they play in New York. And they couldn't do it together, and I think a lot of that has to do with the unstable situation they always had at head coach, different people coming in and out. It's hard when you have a lot of different coordinators and thoughts.
I'd like a thought on each division. Speaking of that, you can join in at any point, 412-928-9370. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run Wednesday through Friday at noon at 937thefan.com's contesting page. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And it's sunny today with a high of Ernie Stautner and a low of 55. Devin Bush, he made a nice play the other day, Bob, didn't he?
Yeah, he's been their leading tackler. You know, I mean, that's when you see that on a team, not necessarily the best news, although most linebackers are, but his are happening. And look at the metrics, as I did the other day, they're happening, you know, 5 yards into a play.
Right.
And the Steelers had that problem at the beginning of the season where their safeties were leading them in tackles, and that's never a good thing, I don't think.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. I want a thought on each division. You ready for that, Bob?
Sure.
I don't care what the thought is, mind you. Could be anything. Let's start with the AFC East. My thought is that there's going to be a new champion this year, and the New England Patriots have already won in Buffalo, and they have a star quarterback. They're going to win that division and play a home playoff game. Your thought?
Yes, unless they fumble it away. They've been prone to making too many turnovers. They've got a very good team. I think Mike Vrabel is the right man to coach that team. Drake May's doing stuff normally reserved for some of the elite pass throwers in the game. So he's on pace to become really one of the next guys in this league. So I would agree with that. I think New England, it's theirs to lose. I think Buffalo does have problems. I would predict an order of finish, I suppose, of New England first, Buffalo second.
Jets go 0-17, any chance?
No. They'll win a game. Like I said.
You sure?
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, I think they'll
go. They should have beaten the Steelers when you think about that game.
I know.
Boy, that seems like eons ago, and at the time we're saying to ourselves, man, what happened in that game? They're lucky to survive.
They'll beat the Dolphins in the toilet bowl.
Somebody asked me in the mailbag today, what was the first sporting event Ron Cook ever covered, Bob? I said it was David versus Goliath, which was a bigger upset than Penn State UCLA. Wasn't it Limits? Where did Limits go, Bob? What's he doing?
He's on the phone.
Oh.
He's got to do his job back there.
He disappeared under the table. Do you think Ron did cover David versus Goliath?
If that was a wrestling match at some point or a boxing match, if there was a David and a Goliath, yes. Because he used to be into that stuff.
AFC North, my thought on this division is it's at least possible that we're going to have three new coaches with only Mike Tomlin standing next year. What's your thought on the division, Bob?
Three new coaches. Yeah, I think you're probably right on
that. It's at least possible. I mean, it's not a prediction.
I don't know how Zach Taylor gets penalized for losing Joe Burrow. I mean, that's a hard one for me to take. But John Harbaugh has been in this situation a lot longer than he has, and they haven't come up with what they need to do. So you can also blame their GM a little bit down there for not having, you know, better defensive depth pieces. But yeah, that's a possibility. I like the Steelers to win. I think they should be the favorite at this point. And if they lose it, to me, it would be dramatic that they would lose it given their lead, given what's, you know, the other stuff these teams are going through. That's why this game Thursday is very important. So I'll say Steelers first. Still going to move Baltimore second, and then Bengals, Browns.
How about the AFC South? My thought on that division is, crazy as this sounds, I think Houston still might win it. Yours?
No.
What's your thought on the
Colts? It has to be the Colts. They're playing at a good level, and I think they're a better team right now.
Those two teams haven't even played yet, though.
Right, and it's going to come down to that.
Yeah. And Houston's won two in a row and looked mighty impressive doing that, and they could have won any of their other three games, and they played three pretty good teams, the Rams, Tampa, and Jacksonville, and lost by one
score. And they got the Ravens at the right time, when the Ravens had lost everyone, and they went in there and just pounded them.
Now, their problem is they're in Seattle for a Monday night game. That's a huge game for the Texans.
A legitimate Seattle team.
Yeah. Who do you think wins this division?
Which division? The Seattle division? Or which one?
AFC South.
AFC South. No, I said Indy.
Two wild cards come out of that division?
Very possibly two, yes.
And then we go to the AFC West, Bob, where I think the Chiefs may come back and win this division, which just sickens me. Denver's won three in a row, though, and I thought that they would win before the season, but God, that was ugly the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and they're lucky to get out of there with a win, but they did. They're a better team than that. Their defense does travel. It's kind of like the Steelers, I think. It'll be there for them. Bo Nix is still on his way to I think Drake May right now is moved ahead of Bo Nix,
so
but
I
think they're both, you know, good young quarterbacks in this league and can last multiple years doing it. So I'm going to say in that division, let's see. I still like the Chargers, though.
Chargers have injuries.
I still like the Chargers.
That's the problem. Their offensive line's been decimated a little bit.
Running backs.
Yeah.
Najee Harris and Hampton, both, who never had injuries until now. So, you know, Kansas City's still going to win the division. I'm not going to move away from that. They're going to win the division.
Are they going to win the AFC again?
That depends on where they play. Although they have proven over the years they can play on the road in advance and win in tough places, which they have. But if it has to go through Arrowhead Stadium, that's going to be tough for anyone.
All right. Let's continue some Steeler talk next. Who do we have, Limits? Limits is on the phone.
Nick Faribault, Penn Live.
From Penn Live. We can also ask him from Penn Live for a James Franklin opinion, and then you and I are going to dive into that, Bob. The James Franklin talk, who the prospective replacements will be. That'll lead us into pit talk.
The role of these companies like Adidas and Nike and how much sway they have in making decisions and then paying off on some of these buyouts.
Apparently, is that what's going to happen?
Apparently, that's, you know, they have enough say, and if they're putting money into your NIL and your program, and it's several million dollars, they may want to say, you know, I don't know if they select or they may have an input, but if it's time to get rid of a coach and they're telling you, we're going to put this money into your program, but man, you got to make a change. I think that does play into this. Yes. Do you? You have to think that.
I think I haven't read enough on Adidas's influence at Penn State. Now, my brain wasn't even thinking, wait, are they going to step in and pay the buyout? Has that actually been broached and reported?
It's been talked about. I don't know if it's been absolutely reported. Nobody really knows.
Limits, what have you heard about that? Is Adidas going to make that? Are they allowed to? Is that legal for NCAA?
So what Pat Kraft said is that it's fully on athletics, that Adidas did not have a part in this. Mike Asti.
I heard what
Pittsburgh,
he said, but I don't
necessarily
believe it.
I don't care about the
firing.
Are they going to pay the buyout?
Is Adidas going to pay the buyout?
Yeah.
Not from what I know, but I trust Mike Asti in what he reported. And he said that Adidas was a part of this and is funding part of it.
Well,
I've heard that from
that
other
tells
people.
Tells me they could pay part of the buy, or at least pay the new coach.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have a big role. They want to have their product on those big-time universities, and that's how they do business. And so as such, you're probably a partner, which means if you're a partner, you're going to have a say.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.